Good to see you again. Let's begin our session for today. First of all, thank you for taking our session seriously. Showing up every week, that is one of the most important commitments when taking part in therapy. Just simply showing up and putting in the effort. So, last week, we discussed in depth your marriage and specifically your thoughts and feelings about becoming a father for the first time. I wanted to really hone in on these two things today and help you unpack your thoughts and emotions. I can tell some things are buried deep inside, and I would really like to help you pull these things out. I have noticed it is important to you to be a good husband and future father, which is admirable. I would like to help strengthen that. Does that sound like a plan? Good. We haven't tried this type of therapy yet, but I'd like to perform some hypnotherapy on you today. Do not worry or stress about it. I am certified to use hypnotherapy, and I have had much success with former patients, especially with husbands as yourself. My previous patients have reported high levels of satisfaction and have gained a lot of new perspective and outlook from hypnotherapy. So, this is to say, you will not regret participating in this type of therapy. There is nothing required of you but to just sit back and allow me to guide you through this experience. It's a bit meditative and relaxing. Can't go wrong with that, right? All right. I'm just going to start my metronome here. And just mindlessly let your ears take in the ticking sound. And eventually, it'll seem like it's not even there anymore. Or almost, it becomes like your heartbeat or breath happening without you noticing. Focus on my voice and allow each tick to wipe away your worries, stress, extra thoughts. Let them wipe away and dissipate. The only thing that matters is you being here with me, Dr. Vale. I've been told before that my voice is soothing, calming, and hypnotic. This works to our advantage today, as I want you to feel soothed and captured by my voice and nothing else. Allow the dulcet tones of my voice enter you. Try and imagine my voice seeps into your mind through your ears, relaxing and comforting you. And just like that, you are hypnotized by Dr. Vale. Under my hypnotic spell and susceptible to my suggestions and therapy and deeper down, mesmerized, melted, and mindless. Remain in your seat, eyes transfixed on the swinging metronome. My hypnotic voice and suggestions flowing into you with ease. You are not able to resist. You couldn't if you wanted to. You are in a tranced and mesmerized spell. Suggestible, malleable. Hypnotherapy is one of my specialties, dear patients. I am quite good at it, as you can tell. Immediately, you were put into a trance. I find men like you are quite easy to fall, and I am positive you will fall even deeper for me. You will start smelling the fragrance of my perfume, just like my hypnotic suggestions will work to enter your mind without resistance. This fragrance does the same. You cannot escape either of these things. And I don't think you want to. It's a lovely aroma, isn't it? Deep and elegant. Sophisticated. It starts with very feminine floral notes and then melts down to a velvety, woodsy mood, captivating and feminine. Did you know that the sense of smell is closely linked with memory more than any of our senses? The sense of smell can be so specific, helping to draw precise memories whenever the smell is experienced again. So this is why I utilize this perfume during hypnotherapy. It helps to pull you into today's suggestions and trance. Next time I see you for a session, and this fragrance will now serve to trigger you anytime you smell it in the future. One smell of it, and you will fall under the same exact spell. Wishing to surrender to my hypnotic suggestions. Trigger to drop deep for me. Drop deeper. Good boy. You are really turning into such a mindless boy for me. You're going to start feeling yourself becoming drawn to me more and more, like a magnetic force you cannot resist. I'll become like a virus that dominates and manipulates your mind to my demands, and you will find it irresistible. Every thought that enters your mind that tries to tell you to resist my control, I will squash it and replace it with more addiction and lust for me. You will become powerless to my dominance over you. Obedient and loyal to me. For better, for worse, for richer, for poor, and sickness and in health, till death you are trapped. You will love and honor me. Sound familiar, darling? I'm sure you remember giving that vow to your wife. By the time I'm done with you, I will shatter those vows. They are mine to have. And you might be hesitant right now, but I can promise you, I'll have you wrapped around my finger by the end of this session. Devoting your entire life to me. Ruining and wrecking your marriage for me. Drop deeper. My voice, my control, my power over you. It's hypnotic, arousing. Corruptive. You are starting to crave more control. Can you feel my control gripping onto you? Penetrating, filling, and squeezing you. I will live inside of you, spreading like a virus. The nucleus taking home in your mind and cock. If you're wondering why I do this, why I would take advantage of my hypnotized and trance married male patients, well, I don't really have a good answer for this. I get off on the power I hold over you, and I like ruining things. I like toying with things. Speaking of that, I want this cock out. Not because I want to fuck it. No, darling. I only want to deeply fuck your mind. I want your cock only for the sake of controlling you. Pump and stroke for me while I mold you to my desires and wants. Associate my voice and control with pleasure. And that's a good puppet. You see, you will start falling in love with me. You will become obsessed with wanting me. And I will keep you strung along, always wanting and needing. Mindlessly devoted and craving me and my control. Drop deeper, hypno puppet. You know, I like to liken myself to the cuckoo bird, biologically programmed and evolved to fuck over and use other birds. Flying into nests, removing and rejecting the brood eggs and replacing them with their own eggs, forcing other birds to raise the cuckoo eggs, using weaker birds to handle the incubation and feeding duties. The cuckoo is a brood parasite, nature's shining example of survival of the fittest. I am the cuckoo bird. My parasitic behavior dominating your nest, your home. I will attempt and succeed to manipulate you to my own greedy whim, putting a spell on you that'll cause you to neglect your own offspring, your wife, just to tend to me. I am like the feathered wreckers of homes. You are like the sparrow, darling, the symbol of harmony, the power of tribe, hardworking, small. Characteristics that are easy to corrupt. The sparrow knows instinctively that it shouldn't let a predator near their nest. But as you can see, my parasitic behavior that is likened to the cuckoo was irresistible, seeping into your mind and home like a parasite, a curse. But you were overcome with a need to please me, to mindlessly surrender yourself and home, blind obedience. And it all happened with a simple call. The cry and call of the cuckoo bird. You can't resist the cuckoo's call. The cuckoo call makes you drop deeper, sends you into a frenzy of submission and desire to obey and serve me. You just simply cannot resist the cuckoo's call. It's so alluring, curious, magnetic and stirring. Fall. Drop. Obey. Surrender. Give me your wedding band, puppet. Good boy. You will tell your wife that you lost your ring later this evening. Say you removed it to wash your hands and it fell down the drain. This is the symbol of your love and bond, and it is now mine. Your marriage is tainted now, starting to ruin. My allure and charm, just like the alluring cuckoo call, caused this. Something you could not escape. And now, your wedding band is strung onto my necklace. Doesn't it look nice, resting on my breast? Much better than on your finger. Much better where it belongs. Where it was always meant to be. the sound of your ring hitting my necklace will now become music to your ears. The visual of your wedding band against my breast is implanted inside of your mind, making you drop deeper into my spell. The sound triggering you to become even more obsessed with me, making you crave to leave your pregnant wife alone, abandoning her. I love seeing you come undone so easily. It's so wonderful and intoxicating for me. Now drop even deeper for me, as deeply as I desire to own and corrupt you. My voice, my control, my power, chasing the quivering pain in your loins, striving to numb it all. Mentally, spiritually, you are becoming the husband that obeys me instead of his pregnant wife. Hypnotized and corrupted, driven wild and mad by the thought of leaving her, focusing on me. You will seek to abandon your sweet little wife. I can already feel it happening. Can't you? Already making subconsciously plans on how you're going to leave. Your eyes drifting, seeking out my piercing gaze. Mindlessly pumping to my seduction. Your mouth watering in my presence. Desperate to taste me. So much so that you would leave your wife and unborn child forever, just for one simple kiss on my lips. Your addiction and obsession with me is that powerful. You can feel the pulse of my presence pumping into your body more and more. It's drawing you in, trapping you, refusing to let go. Your every waking thought will be consumed with thoughts of me. Even when you think you are asleep and dreaming of me, you will realize that you never really left this trance. Your wife, oh, that sweet little pregnant wife, she will start feeling you slipping away from her. She may not know why. She may not even be conscious of it. But she can just sense it. She can feel the separation beginning. Pump faster to that thought. The thought of your wife becoming paranoid and fearful of your departure. Yet you'll be so consumed with me and my control, filled with arousal and excitement. Drop deeper. Surrender. Surrender to the alluring cuckoo call. I can almost taste your surrender. Your desperation to obey and worship me as you pump furiously to the sound of my voice. You know you are hopelessly trapped in my alluring spell and must do whatever it takes to satisfy me. Betrayal. Divorce. Abandonment. Worship me. Leave your wife. Good boy. Can you feel my power over you? Can you feel it soaking into you? Marinating you, preparing you to abandon your wife for me. Nothing in your life has filled and controlled you like this. That's how powerful my control is, puppet. Hump harder. You just can't resist my dominance over your mind. You can almost feel my touch, yet I'm not touching you. The scent of my perfume coursing through you, touching you in all the right places to make your cock throb with extreme arousal. The more I push and enter your mind, the harder you fall, the deeper you fall. I'm taking over like a parasite. You can feel the rush and thrill of my dominance washing over you. It makes you crave me more. It makes you feel so weak and desperate. From now on, whenever your sweet wife comes up from behind and wraps her arms around you, kissing your neck, her touch no longer feels like warmth and love to you. It will feel like ice. Like death. You will realize that the only place you feel safe and love from now on is here with me, coiled into my curse and charm. Feelings of pleasure and happiness are only associated with me. You are becoming obsessed with me. Like a moth to a flame. Like the poor little sparrow that works so hard to build his nest for his own brood, only to allow the cuckoo bird to lay her eggs in it. And you will gladly and mindlessly risk yourself if it means being able to get closer to me. The sounds of the cuckoo bird will be your new favorite melody. Drop deeper into lust for me. Become more addicted. Need me. Want me. You will always seek my approval now, praying for me to sink my claws into you again and again, bringing you deeper into my spell, losing yourself and all of who you once were. It's so intoxicating, my little sparrow. You giving yourself to me so willingly, delivering yourself to me like a presence waiting to be unwrapped. And now it's finally time to unwrap you completely. Your wedding band falls off my necklace and down to the floor with a clink. This sound is now making you feel consumed with lust and obsession. Seeing your wedding band on the floor, on your knees, before me. Good boy, crawling to me like the obedient puppet you are. Now pump your cock right over your wedding band on the floor. Soon, I will make you come and ruin your wedding band for me, tainting the symbol of your bond to your wife. Coating it with the seed I tease out of you. It feels so natural to be at my feet, doesn't it? Looking up and taking me in. On your knees, worshiping by pumping your cock. Following orders like an obedient, loyal puppet. Remember the mess I told you that you would make up your life? I wasn't just talking about leaving your wife. I meant that you would be helpless without my control. That without it, you would have no purpose. Nothing to guide or focus you. You are nothing without me. You were meant to serve me, to succumb to my demands, my commands. Your existence is centered around that fact now. You were made to serve me. What you once felt for your wife and future family is long gone. Replaced with the raw urge to obey, to serve, and to please me. No matter what I ask you, you will be unable to resist. I control you and all that you do. You can never escape me. From now on, you will worship me, my body, my demands. The very idea of refusing will be repulsive. I can already see you dripping on the floor. So desperate to please me. With every pump, with every syllable you hear from my mouth, pulls you closer to me and away from your wife. Whenever you see your wife's face, you will see mine. Your wife's voice will start to annoy you, like nails on a chalkboard. Whenever your wife gets near you, you will now find a reason to leave the room just to get away from her. You will find any excuse to go into a private room and pump your cock to worship me, calling or texting me to express your devotion. And I will want to hear how much you hate your wife while you pump to completion. Your hatred for your wife will continue to grow, and your addiction to me will overwhelm you. It will feel almost uncontrollable and unstoppable. And eventually, it will become comfortable and second nature to ignore your wife altogether until you feel compelled to completely abandon your marriage and home. Your mind consumed with thoughts and fantasies about me, feeling the urgent need to leave your home, to continue betraying and eventually abandoning your wife, seeking me out. You may try to tell yourself that you should be stronger and resist, yet each day the allure becomes too much. I know exactly how to lure and tease you, my dear little sparrow. Pump harder, sparrow. It's all you can do. Your mind is fogged with lust and need for me. Everything else starts to feel pointless in comparison. You've been so easy and pleasurable to hypnotize and turn into my puppets. I mean, I had you falling down under my spell before you even realized it. And puppets, I will never let go. My claws will always be sunk into your mind. I'm inescapable. But I don't think you'll ever want to. You'll be loyal and devoted no matter how ruined your life becomes. You will betray and hurt others for me, especially your wife. You will lie for me. You will do anything for me. And that wedding band on the floor means nothing now. You don't need it. You only need to spoil it with your cum and continue worshiping me. Now keep pumping that cock, my little sparrow. Make a complete mess of yourself. Drop deeper. Get weaker. If you thought climaxing was intense before, you are in for a surprise. Because coming for me is going to be ultimate ecstasy. Now allow me to guide you there, my mindless, desperate sparrow.
I'm the cuckoo bird. My parasitic behavior dominates your nest. Your voice, I'm a little insanely your wife. My power.
grow in your life. Come harder. Surrender to me.
Harder.
Faster.
Faster.
Now. Oh, sorry.